Buffalo Bills are trending in Buffalo. It was the end of the season, end of the year, end of the everything for the 24-25 season. GM, head coach, talking about the state of the Bills, and did talk about what's going to happen during free agency. This is Brandon Bean.
I don't expect us to be big spenders in free agency or anything like that. We still have to manage this cap because we're not going to try and set this thing up to go into a year where we got to strip it all down while we got number 17. We want to give him every chance every single year to see if that team can contend for a title.
Both the GM and head coach seem to understand the vibe that the fans are saying is they got to figure out how to get past Kansas City, got to get over the hump. Coach talked about what he wants for Josh and the Pegulas.
So I definitely want it for Josh. Listen, I want it for all of us, the fans. I want it for the Pegula family. I'd love to be able to hand that thing off to them. That's some of what you know. That's some of why I was brought here. And that fire burns deep within. And you should know, it's not like we stick with things just to stick with things because that's how we've always done it. That's the last thing we do. We throw a million things at the wall. It's already begun up in my office and Brandon's offices. That's part of becoming better is, hey, we're going to throw a million things at that wall. And, you know, we may agree, we may disagree, but we're going to come out of it with the best darn answer we can. For this football team, whether it's schedule, you know, how we handle this or how we handle that, who we draft, all those things. It's, you know, those conversations are critical as we continue to move forward.
Best darn answer. That's what we're looking
for. Could they set a wall up at the stadium that we could throw things at too?
No, that's not what he's talking about. It's not,
I think that might make me feel better. I'm not there. I'm almost there. I'm 80% there.
It's an ideal wall.
But if I could drive to the stadium and there's a wall where I could throw something at, that might help.
Not what they're looking for.
I love Sean McDermott. I love Brandon Bean. I just... keep throwing how we beat the Chiefs. We got to figure it out.
Just another one. And I like the tone they had. There was a question about Josh's injury, not injury, whatever's going on with his hand.
With his throwing hand.
Kind of said it didn't come up during their chat after that game and after the end of the season. So,
all right. Wait, the general manager and the quarterback, and it didn't come up. Did you break your throwing hand? That didn't. Haley? Well, they're just.
That's what I saw and heard. So right. There it is.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
Because it didn't show up on the injury report, and you can get fined if you don't report an injury.
I would say there's probably some of that in there as well.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So just, you know, it didn't come up. Okay.
Okay.
Sabres skating tonight is going to be a fun game. Predators are in Buffalo taking on the Sabres, KeyBank Center tonight. It is a special night for Rob Ray as he will be honored and celebrated. Current guy with the microphone, color commentator, analyst Rob Ray, set to become the 44th member of the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame. Big deal for him. Lots of fun stuff. When you get to the game tonight, they got some giveaways, some good stuff, and Dougie Allen will be singing the anthem tonight. In Washington, investigators have recovered the black boxes from the passenger jet and the military helicopter that crashed over Washington, D.C. on Wednesday night. Everyone on board that helicopter and that plane believed to have perished in that accident. Both the aircraft ended up in the Potomac River. Many bodies have been recovered. They're now having to go into what remains of that aircraft to discover more bodies from that accident. A lot was said yesterday from everything from investigators to the president at what got a lot of reaction at his press conference at the White House, where he brought up his theories of what may have led to insufficient staffing at that tower. And what they did reveal from the FAA is that sometimes you've got one air traffic controller looking after commercial flights and then somebody else looking after the other flights, military helicopters and whatnot. And again, that's probably more unique to Washington than many airports because of the military and the bases and all that around Washington. So they said at times you'll have one person do both when it's a quiet stretch at that air traffic control tower. And that was the situation. So while one of the headlines is, I think it was understaffed control tower, it was as the FAA say, they say it was still within FAA guidelines for that specific situation. So
one person doing the job of two.
Yeah, that would be the one person looking after commercial flights, one person looking after other flights in the area. It's believed at this very early stage of the investigation that helicopter may have been flying higher than its designated ceiling of 200 feet. So again, very early in the investigation. It may be a month before you get even a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board at this time. The offices are literally a mile away from where that accident happened. So getting the black boxes to where they actually do the investigating is a very, very quick operation that occurred yesterday. The news, it was Fire Aid Big Show last night. Jelly Roll comes out with Travis Barker to do a cover of Hollywood Night, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dr. Dre. The list goes on and on. If you want to watch it, because it came on real late last night, didn't start till 10 o'clock, went for a few hours. It is available like YouTube, streaming services. You can watch the whole thing. The whole thing lasted 6 hours. So it just finished a few hours ago in Los Angeles. Fire Aid. Looks like that's a wrap for a very big show.
Billy Crystal, who was one of the hosts last night, talked about his own personal experience, and he lost his house in the fire. Mm-hmm. And said for the week after, he lost everything. And he was in the same clothes for that entire week. And those were the clothes he wore at Fire Aid last night. And just talked about, you know, the experiences that they've all had. They've lost so much. I hope that Fire Aid helps that area begin to rebuild. And I hope the money gets into the hands of people quickly because they need it. They've lost everything, you know. It's just heartbreaking. A beautiful thing coming from something so tragic, you know?
The music doesn't stop there. It will be the Grammys in Los Angeles at the Crypto.com arena that happens on Sunday night. And that's it for your news and views. Time right now is 728.